I'd like to call the meeting to order and stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, amendments to the agenda.
I have a small one. Under water sewer budget, I put water sewer connection. Can we move that under new business? It shouldn't be under the budget.
So on the new business C, you want a water sewer connection?
Water sewer connection permit, yes,
I have a motion to add that to the
I
agenda?
will motion to move item 8B to item 7C.
I'll second that.
We know what we're doing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We just moved that up to C. Approval of the minutes from April 29th. All in motion.
I can also check their match.
That's the regular meeting.
Regular meeting April 29th.
I'll second that.
Who is that, Mike?
Yeah.
Motion was made by Rich, seconded by Mike. Any questions, clarifications?
I don't know that I have a copy of the minutes, so I might abstain. Unless, oh no, here they are. Here they are. Apologies.
Try to do is review the packet before you release.
Oh, sorry. Are you waiting on me?
Yes, we
Apologies.
are. Yes, we are waiting to see if you have any.
I have no comments.
That's why we
I'm all right.
don't. Yeah. Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our special bond meeting on May 6th.
I'll make a motion. We have just that.
I have a motion by Rich to approve the May 2nd special meeting minutes.
May 6th.
Seconded by Mike. Questions, comments, deletions, additions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We just approved those minutes. Department head reports.
Telling today. We started with the only department we have right now is the police department. Police report 29 traffic or municipal violations, 18 warnings over the last 2 weeks, 3 car crashes, 1 overweight permit. They've done 7 and 7 sets of civilians. And if you're looking over the chief's report, you'll notice more foot patrols downtown Fairhaven, just around in the stores and up in the apartment buildings. They're making a concerted effort to get out on foot and just to have more of a presence downtown Fairhaven. So that's why you'll notice that.
Questions for Joe on the police department?
A little bit of correspondence. The Fairhaven Grade School has sent their annual request to hold the Apple Fest. This year, Apple Fest falls on Saturday, September 20th. They did ask for a rain date, which is the following Sunday.
September what again?
20th. The Public Utility Commission sent us a couple of notices. Green Mountain GMP, they're moving forward with moving there. station from down by the elementary school up to Airport Road. So that project is still chugging right along. From my office, let's see, I'm talking about paving right now. Nate and I meet with the state on the 20th. We will meet with the state on the 22nd of this month to talk about Class 1 paving. They have their plans drawn up. They want final review by the town to make sure they caught all of our concerns. And then that'll be moving forward in 2026. We learned about Class 2 paving mid this month, so we should be finding out real soon whether we got Class 2 paving money or not from the state.
The Class 1 paving, does that still include, you know, how they were going to change by Stewart's the way now you just kind of yield? They're going to, yeah, when they did the paving, they were going to fix that. Do we know whether that is going to happen at the same time or not, or could we get a clarification from them?
We talked about this, what, last year?
Last year, but we hadn't talked about it in a while. And I just don't want us to. There's so much time went by that missed.
They were talking about taking that.
They were talking about how that yield was coming out and it was going to come straight up with two lanes and a stop.
Yep. So as far as I know, that's how it still is. But we'll check when we go. That's what this meeting's about, is to make sure they kept. And, you know, the signs are staying, but the sign bridge is staying, but they'll replace the signs, that kind of stuff we talked about last.
What date was that, Joel?
March 20th. I'm sorry.
May 22nd.
Of next year.
That's the meeting that's made this month. You're coming to
that. Okay.
Yeah, we're meeting. We're going to actually meet them up north, and I think they're in Barry.
Okay.
You're going up there?
Yes. Last regular meeting we talked about, or maybe two meetings ago, we talked about the tree maintenance in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you saw them, they were out there trimming up those trees, taking the dead wood out. The tree on the south side, we talked about it, may have to come down. The guys took a look, the company took a look at it, and they managed to save it. So the big tree on the south side, southwest corner, is staying. They did put a cable in it to keep the 2 leaders together because there's rot right in the middle. But for now, it should be okay. Project WorkSafe was here. We talked about this before too. Project WorkSafe visited the transfer station just to give us a once over and make sure we were following OSHA rules. The gentleman came back with we had a couple of small things to fix, like the fire hydrants were, fire extinguishers were blocked by perhaps some stuff. We had to get our book that has our hazmat in it put in, but overall he said it was in the transfer station was in really good shape. So we appreciate our guys doing a good job down there. You may have heard that the flowers were stolen downtown Fairhaven. That was absolutely not true. The flower pots that were supposedly stolen had just slipped and fell down into the painted barrel.
Flowers just dropped down.
I hadn't heard
anything.
Yeah. So the mystery was solved. So they found the flowers. They found the flowers and the pots. So those are, some of them are sitting out there now. And then we got somebody on video knocking over one can, which the gentleman said it was a total accident. We did talk to him and said, look, if you knock it over, pick it back up. So all of the flower controversy was taken care of. The surveys have been finished on Prospect Street and Union Street. For the Union Street properties, once we get those recorded, which those have been handed off to the town clerk and processed through Phil, we'll put those up for sale. Property on Prospect, this is a project we're working with.
Peter Schneider.
Yeah.
And Cornerstone.
That's what I was looking for. To put homes down there, so we'll be working with them and with the state to get our elevation set down there so it's out of the floodplain.
And that's where the old factory outlet was?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the old factory outlet.
Old-timers like myself.
Village designation is done, and that's just because we don't have to re-up the village designation anymore. It's an automatic now, so we don't have to worry about that. I got a call from Mr. Helm, Bob Helm. He was wondering if our town park, the Green, had a name. I said, Bob, I don't think it does. But I was wondering if the board wants to consider naming the park. after some prominent official? And should I put this on a future agenda?
I think it should go on future agenda with public comment.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, and also, I want the Historical Society to weigh in. There's probably multiple groups that need an opportunity to be heard.
So I'd say future agenda.
When things calm down a little bit, we can talk about it.
Let's get to this.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if someone came up and said, yeah, it's already named. It's not formally been done yet. The name is. Let's find out.
I'll ask again after the water and sewer budget. We'll see how we're feeling. And then something else that came up, there's a push to remove that long crosswalk right in the middle of town again. I promised I'd bring it up to the select board. Would the board entertain having the removal of that crosswalk on a future agenda?
Does anybody have any idea where else it would go?
I know I hate to give you multiple items where you meet with the Route 4 paving. Are there some state regs and everything that when you're for crosswalks that there's someone there that might be able to let us know what kind of trouble we get into if we just go and, you know, and get rid of a crosswalk? I'm pretty sure there was quite a bit of research and everything that was done when that went in. And it was if I remember correctly, that was a major issue for some of the people. Not everyone was for that. And it still went in?
The crosswalk. Cross Main?
The one that goes from Durfee's.
Cross Main.
Across Main.
You have...
An observation, because I was there. I was at the meetings when they were discussing this. It had been decided not to put it back in there. And then the people who, at that time, it was the supervisory union, where is Fairhaven Concerned about. Lake Valley Cares is now. And two of the ladies that worked in the office were saying that it's the truck traffic that they were most concerned with. They had counted 75 trucks that went by in one day, big trucks that went by in one day. There has to be that crosswalk has to be in there. And even though it had already been decided, it was a re-decision, and they put it back in there. But when they put it back in there, at that point, then they had to go by the new ADA laws. So we wound up losing 6 parking places because they had to have that bulb out that's in front of.
Somewhere. Thank you. That's helpful. So it sounds like we can put it on for an agenda item. I think it's one that's going to take a while. And I just sometimes I just wonder.
These folks that want it gone, what is their alternative? Have they given you an alternative?
And the parking space is back.
Yeah, but what about
for the crosswalk though?
Only have the little one at the bus and that's
so
it?
So no crosswalk.
I think it's a long putt, but we can put it on the future agenda, even from the state. No one's saying,
And last thing, the Memorial Day Parade is coming. Reese has done a nice job pulling us all together. We're going to try something a little different this year when it comes to the lineup, though. Since I've been here, at least, we were lining up down in the parking lot and blocking up all of our parking with the parade. That seems really counterintuitive because people often complain there's no parking, but then we strip out all the parking during one of our busiest times of the year. So what we're going to try this year is we're still going to have the honor guards start down by the cannon. They're still going to shoot their volley there and march up Main. However, the big trucks and everybody else are going to sit on West Street, And then when the honor guard walks up, the parade will follow right behind down Canard.
John?
Just to
idea. Could we have them stage on Cottage Street, just come up Liberties and around? That way it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and it doesn't really affect day parking and flow of traffic during that time.
It's an idea. It's an idea.
Yep. Or off Post Office Road.
Yeah. Any other? Just one question, Joe, on that one right there. Have we talked to the Legion and they're on board?
Yeah, we. Well, I talked to Galvin, Sean Galvin. He's the one
okay.
That's
who usually.
Yeah, he's the one.
He's the commander.
So I just want to make sure everyone needed to know was aware of that there's a change in plan and looking at different things and doing what's best.
Yeah, and we talked to the police and fire as well, just to make sure all of our people are on board. So
okay,
there will be a bump in the road, but I'm sure we'll be fine.
Okay.
And that's what I got for you today.
Board members, any questions for Joe on part of his management?
How's DPW? Have you got anything for them?
They're good. They're trying to stay ahead of this weather. They were upgrading yesterday, patching holes. They spent the day digging this water line out here last week that they never could find a water leak. So they think what they were hearing was a plugged up sewer line. We did have a sinkhole over there, but we don't know where that water came from. So it's a little iffy right there right now. That's what I thought, Rich. That doesn't seem right.
Interesting.
More to come on that one.
When you were talking paving, transfer station road painting that.
Yeah, we were waiting for it to dry out. So it was about $50,000 in paving left. So we thought it would be a good bang for our buck to finally pave the dump road. This is a road that they spent, I think I heard 100,000 years ago, to dig the kind of the muck out of the road, put a new base in, put down fabric, put down a nice gravel top. And then, like we do, it's like we'll pave it later. Later never came. So we're catching up to that, and now we're going to pave this road.
I'm just Rose.
Joe, with all this rain lately, has that caused, aside from the issue on West Street, which I think we had before all of this rain, is that correct? Have we had any problems specifically because of all the rain?
We've had reports of banks washing out, some puddling. Not to the extent that other towns have had problems. We tend to be okay during these heavy rain events.
I was just wondering.
Moving right along then. Old business. Select board rules.
Would it be okay with the board if we table this until next meeting?
And we'll table it until next meeting. New business. Okay, the swap shop rule.
As I was told, it's full of typos, and I apologize. It's not my strong thing. But you get the idea.
You get the gist.
Yep. So we'll create a clean copy when we go. What the idea is to make a little metal sign to put on the building. But you get the idea here. The swap shop is going to use what we call the old dog pound. The idea is to get some of the usable products out of our waste stream and give it to people who may find a user. You know, maybe they'll sell it on eBay. I don't know.
And in case someone's just jumping on board late in the game and saying, swap shop, what are they talking about? Can you give us a little bit of background around that?
Sure. So as far as I can tell, this is uniquely, at least the name is uniquely New England. What it is, it's a small building down at the transfer station where people can come and leave good products, records or tapes or I don't know, something that somebody else can get a use out of. And then somebody comes along and digs through the treasures, finds something they may want, and then they take it home. Again, it's the idea that, hey, I don't have a need for these old 8-tracks, but somebody might want them. So instead of throwing them in the dumpster, we give them to somebody who might want them. And that's the idea behind it.
Well, Andrew.
I'd like to commend the board on doing that because years ago, it used to all just be in front of the compactor.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some items that would get ruined with the rain. So, yes, I'm going to say I commend the board on this one. I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the gist of the general gist of the rules is for those that don't have a copy in front of them.
So it's good products. It's good products somebody can use. And we gave some examples, and this isn't all encompassing, but it gives you an idea. So just an example, it says clean or gently use items, so nothing completely destroyed. Housewares, tools, small appliances, you know, knives, forks, cups. Toys, board games, books. I'm going to say clothing. I didn't take that off of there. But if clothing gets out of hand, we'll have to stop clothing because I've seen people just bring bags of old dumpy clothes and just leave them. Somebody might want this. Well, now they're molded. So
yeah, clothing could become an issue very quickly.
Clothing is it's a stretch.
But small furniture and things like that are great. Working electronics is great.
Yeah. No television, though. You know, we do take televisions for free. You can just put those in the pile. But if you have a VCR, maybe you don't use anymore, which can also go in the pile, but maybe somebody wants a VCR. Things we're not taking, mattresses and upholstered furniture. We're not trying to spread bed bugs. We don't want to do that. TVs is in there. Paints, we're not taking your paints or your chemicals. Please don't leave gallons of paint. Tires or car parts, no weapons. We have in my last town, we did find just a box full of shells, bullets. So please don't leave your weapons or your ammunition. Large appliances, fridges, stoves, air conditioning units, that all has to go to the waste side of things. And last, it says it's kind of common sense. If it's trash, don't leave it there.
I have a couple of questions about the swap shop. The resources that we have to support it, is there additional staff being added, or is the existing staff going to be operating it? How's that going to look?
Yep, so it's existing staff. We did have, Shaden was working over at the wastewater plant. We moved him over to the transfer station, and he's actually in training because some of our folks are heading towards retirement. So we had to get people trained up, ready to take their place. So Shaden's—he's working there, right? He's working in the swap shop now, and it's actually his baby. He's done a nice job building the shelves and keeping the place clean. So for now, it's.
And who is it? What's his name?
His name is Shaden.
Shaden. Regarding the clothing, quite honestly, I don't think you need to have it over there. You've got two thrift stores in town. You've got St. Mary's and you've got Sleep Valley. Sleep Valley Cares. And then you've also got those drop boxes. I really don't think you need to take up space in your swap shop with the clothing. And I just think it's going to wind up being more of a hassle than.
I think the clothing will get out of hand very quickly.
We can take that.
Sounds like the consensus. Let's take clothing out. I also don't want to get in competition with the places that do, and they have a system set up for sorting.
So I sat in on a call this afternoon for a new sort of committee that's being set up that's at the state level, but they're looking for, I don't really know what to call it exactly. They're calling it RE-VT. And the idea is to sort of create a network of people that are advocating at a local level for more swap shops and more creative solutions for the reduction of landfill through reduce, reuse, recycle, right? So swap shops were a big topic of conversation just by coincidence. And I spoke with a member of the staff at the Addison County Solid Waste, and then another member of the staff at the Windham County Solid Waste, talking specifically to them about their swap shops in anticipation of this sort of being on the horizon. And one thing that they both noted was the need to have someone physically on location at the swap shop during drop-off hours, because otherwise people just seem to drop off whatever they got and as much as they got. So is that the intention? Will Shaden be physically present the entire hours of operation?
I'm not saying he's going to be in the shack, but that's what he's responsible for now. He's also responsible for cleaning the area.
Okay.
So yeah, he's going to be there. And I've done this before in another town, and yeah, it's 100% true. If you leave it for too long, it fills up with garbage, and you got to go and hoe it out. So
Okay.
yeah,
All right, cool.
yeah, I 100% hear that.
And I know, and just from donating at Goodwill myself, it's the same there. Like, they are adamant about what they will and will not accept, and they're always doing triage right at that drop-off location. So I feel like it definitely needs to maintained a priority.
Other questions or comments on swap shop? So your rollout, you might have told me, and I rollout date for you, the swap shop.
Rollout, as soon as I get the rules changed, we'll open it up Thursday. They started collecting a few good treasures they found, so soft
Okay. You mentioned as part of your town manager report about the village center designation being done. Do you have more you want? We want to add on that for item B, village center designation.
No, sir. That was a holder, just in case I had to go and sign something.
Okay.
No,
So I
that's
can
complete.
move. Perfect. Water sewer contract permit.
Yeah,
Connection.
so this is a connection from Stephen and Bonnie Clement. They're putting is it a double wide on Academy Street?
Yes.
Yep, so they're putting 35 Academy, they're getting a new double wide down there, and they want to connect to our water and sewer system. They have paid all the fees. And our water and sewer staff have signed off on the connection. So it's up to the board now to approve or not approve.
So I'll entertain a motion
Is it
to approve the water sewer connection
Academy?
permit.
I'll make a motion to approve the water sewer connection on Academy Street. I'll second that motion.
Questions? No, we're doing. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Okay. Item number eight, water sewer budget review. First look at the budget.
We're right on time for the budget. This time of year is when we do it. It should take no more than three, maybe four meetings if we get winded, long-winded. But just a real quick overview. Water is up only 1.76%. And sewer is up 2.38%. So our staff really sharpened the pencils and did a nice job keeping those expenses down. This does include the rate for the new pay rates for the union, and it has a 15% increase after January 1 for the health benefits, just because we expect it to go up about that much. And it's bad, but yeah, it's. That's the soup and nuts.
Okay. And we'll be starting at our next meeting talking sewer with Karen.
Yes, sir. So the next meeting will be
Okay.
Carrie. She'll come and talk sewer, and following the next meeting after that will be water with Mike Ledoux.
Okay. Any questions from the board for Joe before? I think we just take a close look at it and be ready to when Carrie comes in to talk sewer. We are now at item 9, 2 minutes for public comment. Mr.
Yes, my name is Jonathan Billowitz. I've got two things. One, during department heads, I don't see them sitting present. If we could work on getting our department heads actually to be present to give their reports, that doesn't have to be every meeting, but every other meeting, I think it would be more beneficial and more respectful to the taxpayers. And I mean, all the departments, water department, EMS, fire, DPW, and chief of police, it would be appreciated. Number two, concerning what Mr. Gunter said during his manager report, talking about the Union Street properties, I've done some Googling. I've done some research about Mr. Lucci. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lucci. I believe the research I've seen says you work in the real estate market or industry.
Yeah, would you like me to elaborate, or do you want me to leave
you time? You can, that's up to you.
You go.
Whereas Mr. Lucci works in the real estate market, and concerning those properties, the town had lied all the way through the Vermont Supreme Court and everything, claiming that the town is the highest winning bidder. They cannot provide report checks to prove that the town legally and lawfully bid during the 3/18/14 tax sale, even though Mr. Gunter tells me that I've been fed wrong information, which is the same information that the town was giving me. The town has failed to record the reports of sale within 30 days of the tax sale because they never bid. You can't record something if you don't pay for it. The town then recorded the deeds April 1st, 2015. The town has broken title chain. The town does not have clear marketable title to those properties. That's why I was asking Mr. Doran if he's seen the four checks. He told me no comment and then threatened the police on me if I showed up at his property. But that's here and there. I have no intentions of showing up at his property. So if the town doesn't want to dig themselves any deeper into lawsuits, I would hope that the town of Fairhaven Select Board does a title search on those properties.
Your 2 minutes are now up. Thank you for your comment. And Mr. Lucci, you do not have to respond. This is a comment period, and that's all it is. Okay. Any other public comment? Roseanne.
I just want to say what an awesome the Fairhaven Blooms project was. It's just done wonderful things. Besides beautifying, although we're waiting for some of the stuff to bloom, but besides beautifying downtown area, I was really impressed with the number of people that came out to support it in the rain. I just wanted to commend everybody who volunteered their time, all the businesses that supported it. It's just a really great project, and I'm hoping that we continue to do it in the future.
Thank you for the comment. Any other public comment? Moving on to parking lot. Anything for the parking lot?
I believe he has a comment.
Your name and where you live?
I have a citation that I got cited from Palmbreeze a year and a half later. I don't think that's correct. I have the citation here in my hand.
This is a comment period, not something where we take documents.
Well, why is this a year and a half later?
Do you have any other comment?
No.
Thank you for your comment. Moving on to parking lot.
Why is this legal?
Moving on to parking lot. Anyone have anything to do? Any questions on DPW garage? South Shed.
I don't have anything at this time.
If you need to sit down and be quiet if you're going to continue being in this meeting, or you'll need to leave.
All right. Grass.
Okay, back to parking lot. Anything we need to talk about on the parking lot?
I don't have anything. I think everything's progressing along with the bond vote. It was posted, right? Everything's posted. I heard no comments.
Everything's right on target.
Did you receive a statement from the guard? Or no?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Sure. Under the
DPW
garage. DPW garage.
Yeah, so there was during the bond meeting on the 6th, there was a little bit of emotion around the closing of that facility. And then it seemed to imply that because the town was buying the building, the facility was closing. And just to be clear, that's not the case. The military did send over a statement saying that this facility is going to be closed regardless of who buys it, and that they're actively looking for a buyer. It's just Fairhaven is the first. They approached us first and gave us the first opportunity. So it's not that the town of Fairhaven is putting the military out of business. The military was leaving anyway. This is just a great opportunity for our community to get a really nice building at a really good price.
Did they provide anything in the way of a timeline of closure for the other facilities, or...
My understanding was July 1 was when that facility was closed.
Okay.
Regardless of who buys it.
Thank you.
And as far as the subdivision, I'll go ahead.
Regarding the Army thing there, is there some way to possibly get the... What's his rank? I don't know.
Colonel Roy?
What is it?
Colonel Roy?
Colonel White?
Roy, I think Roy, the person's
Roy.
Name
is there right. Some way to get him to maybe one of the select board meetings?
I wouldn't.
I've asked if they could provide somebody to come and just speak to these points, and they said no. They were happy to provide a statement, but they weren't going to come to a meeting. They have given us a date, and I want to say it was the 2nd, but don't quote me on that, for a walkthrough of the facility so that the community can see it. So that'll be an opportunity to...
As long as they could do something in the public, because I think, was it Rich? Were you the one that was mentioning about, or maybe it was Mike, that some people were upset because they thought that we were putting the Army out of business up there. And I just thought it would be nice if there could be a statement from...
That's what Joe just cleared up.
So that's what the statement is going to say.
That is
the statement. That is what the statement was.
That is the statement. And also...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Also, when we had that meeting, the ask was because they hadn't been talked to. So did reach out to Colonel Roy, and my understanding is those conversations have taken place.
Yeah, the Colonel Roy and then his staff and then the staff under them met. And I'm not privy to their internal dialogue, but yeah, they met and talked about it. But they said,
so there's not going to be any more hassle with that.
I would like to think there wouldn't be, but who knows, but we're moving forward.
I think three people speak to me about, they had seen the handout that you had online, was it? I didn't see it online, but wherever they saw it, and they felt it was well done and quite well done and explained the thing very well.
Thank you.
Well, it wasn't me, although I had seen it and I agree, but.
Under parking lot, we have subdivision regulations. Tomorrow night when the Planning Commission and the Act 181 training is going on, I bet the Planning Commission might even have an update on the subdivision there. So as you were saying, Rich, is quite a bit still going on.
All five of those projects are moving forward.
Are moving forward.
Yep.
Board roundtable. Sam.
Well, I don't know. This is more of a amusing question and answer. I often find myself wondering about how long it takes Shaw's to fill in potholes at the entryway to their parking lot. Does the town provide any kind of assistance to them where that's concerned, or is that all on the owner?
Right, that's
I figured, but you know, given how heavily trafficked it was,
you got bad. You take a long time to fix.
It really do.
For some reason, that's huge.
I did that a lot. People will call me and ask me, "What are you going to do about the parking lot?"
Nothing. They're not going to probably dump any more money into it since it's for sale. I highly doubt they'll do anything.
Yeah, the whole place is for sale
every year.
That and the lot next to it is too. So,
yeah.
Anything else? No, good guy. I mean, hey, no bad question. Mike, anything for us?
I've got nothing tonight. I had one thing. I had a lady stop me and showed me a hole on the side of the road, and she was afraid the little kids were going to fall in. And I went and looked at it. Yes, it was a hole where an old telephone pole was. Ooh. And Nate, I believe, has already taken care of it. So.
And the only item I had of our done, just a reminder that tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, is when we're having the select board and the planning commission together for Act 181 training. And
I didn't know nothing about that.
Okay, I'm glad I brought tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
I'm unable to be
here. The Rutland Regional Planning Commission is coming over to do the Act 181 and when you throw out things, it's like acronyms when you say 181. Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. That's a lot of like our wetland designations too. There's an overall map of the area. It's well worth. It all ties into the Rutland County plan, and they're required to meet with every municipality and do this training for an act that was. Came in. I'm sure you'll hear some about river corridors and
is all that, kinds of is stuff. That a meeting? Is that already marked or?
It's already been warned. And,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I've had it on my calendar, but I certainly have it on my calendar. I think I mistakenly thought it was happening at RRPC.
Yeah, there's materials that if you can't make it, there'll be materials and things that we can pass on because. I think you and I went to training a week ago,
a couple weeks ago.
Over at Rutland Regional Planning for it, and it's additional training to that. Good. Review of financials. Can I put you under the gun again for making the motion for our financial report?
Just a minute.
Okay. Make a motion to pay the payroll of $36,467.46.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mike.
Oh, wait a minute. Thanks.
No questions? All those in favor?
Aye. The warrant. This is a big one. 793,408.01. And that's school, a big school payment, and the heat project, the MRF project, right?
Municipal energy resiliency energy project, yep. Yes. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mike. All those in favor?
Aye.
Checkbook status, $1,606,057.38.
Okay, is there a need for an executive session?
There is. under the contract negotiation.
I will entertain a motion for executive session.
I'll make a motion to enter into executive session under 1 BSA 313.
A1?
A1.
For contract negotiation. Who is...
I'll second that.
We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. We're going into executive session. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And somewhere you've got a